And now for a few of your letters. Thanks to many of you for the good word on my endless report about the future of the media. Johnny Goldstein of New York City wrote, "Loved your piece on the chaos scenario. I am a video vlogger and vlog consumer who has not watched TV since I started my vlogging ways in early January of this year. I guess for me, the future is already here." Several listeners were moved to respond to Brooke's interview with ABC correspondent John Stossel about journalistic balance and global warming, which he says poses little danger. This letter comes from Alan Miller in Rockville, Maryland. "Thanks for the entertaining interview with John Stossel. For a while there, you had me convinced he was serious about taking the word of a novelist and a few unnamed scientists rather than the collective peer-reviewed opinion of the global scientific community about global warming. Then I realized it had to be an April Fool's joke. Not even John Stossel could be that arrogant."
But Mark Madsen in Iowa City wrote that he was, quote, "appalled by the poor, sloppy, and lazy journalism displayed in my interview. John Stossel is not an expert or a scientist, and as he states, is relying on others for his opinions. The obvious question is, who are the experts he is getting his information from? One could easily check to see if they had expertise in climate change and if they had their own political agendas. Brooke's interview did nothing to clarify the issue."
Thanks for all your comments. Brooke has grown numb to the pain. Keep them coming to onthemedia@wnyc.org. And don't forget to tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.